That was called stalling because even though we heard a MyPillow ad 15 minutes ago, I needed to get the March Hope and Hoops because every day we've got a different giveaway, and today it's One Fest Day. It's an all-day pledge for a grand prize of 2 Flex regular reserve seats and 2 meet and greets to We the Kingdom, the Friday night headliner, and we'll need your email as well. So, again, we welcome your support. And I guess I'm shooting because we were supposed to have Ali Straczynski in with us, but some of the folks from One Fest, her and Heather, not going to make it in due to the snow. So, all right, we'll give it another go, Jason. I don't know. I was 0-for-5 the other day, so it can only get better, right?
It can't get worse.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Wonderful words of encouragement. All right.
You bet. Yeah, I try to find that nugget of goodness in there.
Yeah. You know, yesterday we talked about the us versus them and different things, and I've already heard a talk show host this morning referring to the other side, and watch how I kind of weave here, because you don't know what side the host was on. You could probably guess, and but he said the other side is hateful and loathsome, and so that would represent very much, very solidly entrenched us versus them thinking, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I have... There's actually a thing, and I can't remember the person who authored it, but it talks about these degrees of engagement that we have with people. And at the very bottom of that is this idea of name-calling.
Yeah.
And I see way too much of that, and not only coming from people online on social media, but to the very highest echelons of, you know, where people engage in this name-calling. And that is not good discourse. And it all it does is causes... any sort of engagement to devolve.
Yeah.
And we need to respect people enough to not engage in that name calling.
The host then after the break, when he was still sticking to that, but then he was talking about the fact that sort of begrudgingly saying, but I do believe my Christian faith obligates me to say they are made in the image of God as much as they're godless and don't believe in God. So I don't know. I mean, I guess you got to start somewhere. I'm glad he believes that the people who he doesn't like. It just occurred to me, though, then the other side kind of throws names the other way, and then you just get nowhere, right?
So. Of course, yeah, absolutely. You know, and sometimes, like, a statement like that feels like it's giving with one hand and taking back with the other. And, you know, and how do we become people who are consistent in recognizing the image of God in other people, of seeking to love well, even in disagreement? And that is definitely a challenge, and more so as the days go along.
I always think of Francis Schaeffer with that, and he left us in 1984, but I mean, when he had Le Bris there in Switzerland, I mean, it was about, like, right, asking questions and listening for the first 55 minutes. That was kind of the idea. And,
yep, absolutely.
And again, people who didn't share his faith, but come to me with your ideas, because he loved them as image bearers. You don't just kind of begrudge that. Like, as we have this conversation for a few minutes, I'm like, what does Jesus call us to? It's so much higher than that.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and unfortunately, I think we go in, and this happens even on the debate set a lot of times, is people come in with, here is what's correct. I'm not going to listen to what you have to say. And so when people just kind of come in with these preconceived ideas and an unwillingness to change on anything, there's no possibility of forward movement. There's no possibility of coming together.
And here's the thing. We hear a lot about, you know, speaking the truth in love, but without love, there's no truth.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it, that's true. It just does not matter, you know, and I think, but I think, if we love well, we speak truth, but we do it in a way that allows us to honor the other person with whom we're engaging.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Let's close it out with Romans 12:14 today.
That says, bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them.
And you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, some people would like nothing better than to see you fail. They will speak negatively about you and may even seek your harm. Your carnal nature will urge you to retaliate. Instead, respond with a blessing. Seek the good of others, even when they want to hurt you, because that is the way of the cross.
Man, that fits well with what we're talking about, you know, and I think that's exactly right, is there are going to be people who want to hurt us. There are people who are going to speak negatively about us. What does it look like to seek the good of others, to seek what's best for them, best for us? You know, because, again, that's the way of Jesus.
There we go. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk
Have
later.
A good day. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, 11 before 7, and I'm at... On the line with me, the administrative assistant for OneFest coming up this August 1st to the 3rd in Kadot, Allie Straczynski. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
How are you on this snowy Wednesday?
I am nice and cozy in my house.
You haven't had to face the roads, which are a little tricky and challenging today.
Yes, I'm going to avoid that if I can.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. All right, well, we're excited about OneFest, and even the snow is not going to last that long. I think we check the forecast and see things are going to warm up. But you and your OneFest team, and Heather's going to be on with us later by phone. I mean, you guys have to be getting more excited with each and every day as you see the schedule. And everybody got a taste of the new grounds last year, and they're like, wow, I gotta make a camping reservation, right?
Right. Why wouldn't you stay on site? It's an incredible place.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about it. It is March Hope and Hoops. For Wib Incorporated, all month long trying to raise money for our nonprofit corporation. And today, it's OneFest Day because at the end of the day, Dawson gets the fun and the privilege of drawing from among all our pledgers throughout the day for somebody goes away with two flex regular reserve seats and two meet and greets for We the Kingdom. We're going to need their email as well because that's how we'll send them this. But tell me how that all, explain what that means, what I just said there.
So this year we added an option. We had the reserve seating, which was those benches at the very front of the festival. You can't get any closer than that. And this year we added the option of flex, which just means that you can split it up between Friday and Saturday. So if you're not able to go both days, you want to bring a different friend, spread the joy, you have that option.
It kind of reminds me that really as you run a festival, I mean, just like you're learning and growing and adapting and being flexible, not only with each festival, but from year to year, right?
Right. Yeah. And we listened to our attendees and what they want. And we heard a lot of people saying that they wanted to be able to have a little bit more flexibility. So we're trying to give that to them.
And then so on top of those two flex regular reserve seats, and what's the value on that? That's a pretty sizable amount, right?
Yeah, it's a couple hundred dollars, yeah. So it's a pretty great option.
Yeah, because the two flex regular reserve seats, and then on top of that, two meet and greets for We the Kingdom, the Friday night headliner.
Yeah, and a meet and greet is such a neat way to get in with those artists and really connect with them, and you can share your stories of faith, and they're just all such incredible people, and we set up an environment that you really get. It's not just a picture. You really get that moment with the artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, again, that's where we're asking people, call in now or else later here during the remaining 2 hours of the Wib Wake Up Show. At this point, we haven't had any, what we're calling pledgers, anybody get behind us for the shooting. I guess they wanted to get behind you as a shooter, and they're like, well, if Allie's not going to shoot, forget it. But, you know, they still get a chance at the prize, right? So.
Right, yeah, you get an incredible prize, and especially if you haven't been in the reserve seating, what a great way to try it out. And if you have been in the reserve seating, what a great way to get it again or spread the joy with some extra friends, too.
As you look back, I mean, in terms of year one there at those grounds in Kadot, I mean, as much as we loved all those earlier years at the fairgrounds, but it really was a different festival, wasn't it?
It was. I love that it was able, we kind of hugged the grounds. We were able to bring everybody together, and it just felt like you were being hugged, and we were a little bit less separate than we have been in the past, and what a blessing that we could do that.
And
I loved every minute of it.
And again, for those who weren't there, I mean, as the music's going on, you're hearing it, enjoying it, but for the young people, I mean, just so many other things to do and having fun.
Yeah, our kids' space always does an incredible job. We brought in a ton of other local vendors that just, they thrive off of the energy of children. And this year, we're really trying to put even more of a focus on the teen space, which was incredible last year, and it's going to be even better every year going forward.
All right. Well, Allie, thank you so much. And again, maybe put the word out there one last time, appeal to people. Because right now I have no pledger, so I'm not sure what the purpose would be in shooting. But anyhow, make the appeal for folks to get behind us, if not now, for the rest of the morning.
Yeah, guys, please pledge. Send your money in and support this incredible radio station and get the chance to win your way to OneFest.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Allie, and I appreciate her. And later this morning, we'll talk to her partner in good work, Heather Fleshinsky, on the WIB Wake Up Show. Winter storm warning until 3. Snow leads to many closings.
Galvez looking, finds Grant Smiske. He'll say, why not? Takes the 3, makes the 3 from straight on. McDonald with the triple.
Win it Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And boy, do we have a great prize for you on this snowy Wednesday.
We do indeed.
And it is a pair of tickets to Ren Collective. We're counting down the days, 17 days, a Saturday night concert at the beautiful Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
So, 715-723-2555. Give us a call, 715-723-2555. Our Tuesday trivia question carrying over from yesterday is this. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What is it? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. I was going to run through some of the guesses from yesterday, but it looks like somebody already thinks they know. So let's go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Deach from Eau Claire.
Happy birthday, Beth.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think?
Well, this may sound kind of dumb, but I remember hearing somebody say something about Windex.
Windex?
And Windex.
You never know. It is America. Could it be Windex that people thought, hey, has medicinal properties? No, but happy birthday, Beth. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
I think her husband's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, so. Wow.
That's
pretty
interesting.
Pairs up very well. 715-723-2555. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. We're giving away 2 tickets to see Ren Collective Saturday, March 22nd. If you don't win, make sure you get those tickets at WWIB.com under the events tab. Incorrect guesses from yesterday. It's not garlic, whiskey, castor oil, licorice, oregano, vinegar, houseplants, cod liver oil, or uranium.
Quite a collection there, Caleb.
In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, all right. We had a hang up. Let's try here. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from on a Win It Wednesday?
Yeah, good morning, Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
How about ketchup?
How about ketchup? Why would you say ketchup?
I don't know. They thought tomatoes and stuff like that had some advantage way back then. I don't know.
Yeah, I like mustard as well, too, and relish on the hot dog. Is it ketchup?
It is!
Way to go, Brian.
That's all there is to it.
You're going to Ren Collective.
Well done, Brian. Oh, we thought that might take a little bit longer, but yes, ketchup was believed back in the 1800s to have medicinal properties.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. Well, hang on the line. We're going to send you and your wonderful wife, I would assume, to see Ren Collective Saturday, March 22nd. Brian from Oliva. Man, I thought that might take a little bit longer, Halvo, too, but Brian solved it, proving once again that, man, if you listen to the WIB Wake Up Show, it just makes you smarter every day.
It pays.
Well, somebody has a little cabin fever. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is my super cabin fever stream.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Smiske drives along the baseline. Wheels finds David Anderson. Oh. Anderson patted! And a foul going up strong from the right block. Well, we've got 4 things you didn't know yesterday, but first, a wonderful pledge just came in for Hope and Hoops. Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Jana from Pepin, and the kids and I would like to pledge for Hope and Hoops, and we would like to do $20 per make. But if you go 0-5, we'll give you minimum $20.
Nice.
So $20 per make, and happy shooting. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, Jana and the kids from Pepin. Sure appreciate that. And I believe Michelle has volunteered his tribute because we were going to have Heather from One Fest come in to shoot for Hope and Hoops. But because of the weather and kids staying home, she's not able to join us in person. We'll talk with her on the phone. But Michelle, I just saw peeked in because she's got four-wheel drive. She made it in today.
She made it.
And so, yeah, she'll be shooting for Hope and Hoops. So there you go. $20 per make and $20 minimum, even if it's an 0 for 5 days. So thank you so much. And yeah, Jana, we're going to put you and your family into that drawing for the One Fest Flex Reserve seats, a pair of those, plus a pair of meet and greets for We the Kingdom. And yeah, good luck for that. Hopefully you guys win. Hopefully, or someone else who pledges today, whoever wins, hopefully they're blessed by those.
Always nice when the listeners provide the guy on that air mattress that says, hey, if you go 0 for 5, I'll still give 20.
So, because it certainly could happen.
It did happen to me earlier this week. So I am glad for all the shooters. And by the way, speaking of One Fest, it did put Jeannie from the prayer team for One Fest. She'll be our guest shooter early on Friday morning. She usually comes in one time during the month. And she says, as part of the prayer team, I'd like to shout out to all of our fellow prayer warriors in Wibland to keep praying for the entire lead team for One Fest.
So, sure, absolutely.
Thanks for that reminder. Okay, four things you didn't know yesterday. Doing some learning here on the Wib Wake Up Show. For instance, did you know bread was used as currency? It really was. In ancient Egypt, bread was so valuable that it was used as a form of payment.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two here, Mexico has 31 states. I truly had no idea.
I'd never heard that.
I didn't
that.
Know yeah, they had states. Right. Mexico has 31 states. Wow. Hmm.
Oh. Third in line, Yahoo was created in January 1994 as Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web. It was renamed Yahoo a couple of months later.
Remember the jingle that they used to have, like the yodeling Yahoo guy with their TV commercials? That just seems to work a lot better than Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web. Yahoo. And finally, four things you didn't know yesterday. Number four here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Before 1947, pinball machines didn't have flippers.
Huh.
Players relied on nudging the machine to influence the ball's movement. And then someone was like, you know what? Let's change that up.
An idea that lasts.
Kaiser from Fall Creek.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Goodness. Kaiser feeling the cabin fever in Fall Creek. And again, we can only give out one prize per family, but I do believe this is a sibling, and we might need to hear this one as well so we can compare the two because Kaiser really let it rip. Keelan. Let's take a listen here to Keelan.
From Fall Creek.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Kaiser and Keelan from Fall Creek, I hope you guys had as much fun recording those cabin fever screams as I just did listening to them. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show, Hope and Hoops coming up very shortly. You can pledge at 715-396-1670. Thank you so much to Sherry, Jana and the kids, Eileen, Trulina, and Becky, all the ladies stepping up to pledge. And we have a wonderful lady on the phone with us right now, Heather from One Fest, Heather Flashinsky, founder and president of One Fest. Heather, good to have you with us, even on a wet, wild, and woolly Wednesday morning. Would help if I would actually put her on the air.
Isn't it?
There you go. And yeah, I hit the wrong button. But now we've got you, Heather.
Thanks for having me. It is pretty crazy weather out there, isn't it?
It really is. But again, we are looking forward to much, much better weather when One Fest returns August 1st through the 3rd. And again, that new location, the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadot, was just amazing last year and looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, it should be much better weather than right now.
Heather, the grand prize that Dawson's going to draw for later today from among all our pledgers, the ones we've got this go around when Michelle shoots and those who still get in later today, is two Flex regular reserve seats and two meet and greets for the Friday night headliner, We the Kingdom. Can you explain how that Flex regular reserve seats, how that works?
Yeah, so last year we had the regular reserve seats where you bought the seat and you had it for the whole weekend. The same thing is happening with the Flex. It's going to give you the flexibility to give one day to one person and the next day to another person. We heard a lot from our attendees that they wanted that flexibility to be able to share with others, or if they couldn't make it for one day, they give it to somebody else to use. So you're still the own owner, essentially, of the seat for the whole weekend, but you'll be able to give one day away to somebody else.
That is really neat.
I love that idea. Thanks for coming up with that,
Responsive,
Heather.
For sure.
Yeah.
And Heather, when we think about OneFest again, what makes it go, we talk about the lead team and the prayer team and all these different aspects of the volunteers. OneFest, again, is a nonprofit. It's volunteer-led. And so there are certainly opportunities for folks to contribute. They could be sponsors.